Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We're still moving on in our commentary to Quran chapter 12. And let me remind you that that is the best of the Quran. Not because Usama Dakdak said so, but because it is Allah Almighty said so in verse 3, which goes like that. We narrate to you, that is Muhammad, the best of the stories by which we reveal to you this Quran. And before it, you were among the unaware. And as I said before, I repeat myself, before it and after it. That is before Muhammad received Quran chapter 12 and after Muhammad received Quran chapter 12, we know for certain that he still unaware of the true biblical account, which is the truth of what Moses wrote by his hand in the Genesis account. In our last program, we ended by quoting Quran chapter 12 and verse 35, which states, "Then it occurred to them after they saw the signs to imprison him for a time." One of the weirdest sentences, and we do not know who is them and what were the signs which Allah revealed to them. None of the words of that verse make any sense. But somehow now we know that Joseph ended in the prison. Let's move on to verse 36. For there we read, "And entered into the prison with him two young men. One of them said, 'Surely I saw myself pressing wine,' and the other said, 'Surely I saw myself carrying khubz,'" which is a non-Arabic word from Ethiopian origin language, which means bread. "So he said, 'Surely I saw myself carrying bread above my head. The birds ate from it. Inform us of its interpretation. Surely we see that you are of the doers of good.'" Another nonsensical verse in the Quran. First of all, let us examine the word of Allah. It says that entered into the prison with him, him here is Joseph, two young men. Are you serious, Brother Usama? Yes, I am serious. The word in Arabic language, fatayan, which is roughly around early teenagers. Why? Because we have the children, which their age end roughly around 9, 10 years old. Now you go to fata, 11, 12, 13, 14. If you go up to the late teens, that is 17, 18, 19, we know that what we call youth. Allah in the Quran declared that entered into the prison with Joseph,
fatayan,
two young men. And suddenly, they start speaking to Joseph without, "Hello, good morning, how are you? What's up with you today?" No. None of that. Why? Because Muhammad does not want to waste time. He want to tell us the important portion of the story. When in reality, he wasted already enough time of all the material which he made up about the women and the cutting of the hands with the knife and how they wanted so badly to be involved with Joseph sexually. All this, what we call fabricated, added material to the Quran, which does not make any sense. So it's not about saving time or to get to the point, but it was because those who wrote the Quran did not know the biblical account. So two young men, 11, 12, 13, I would go even 4, 14 years old. Why in the world they put these little boys in the prison? No. They're not little boys. Wait, Brother Usama. You'll get to the true information as we go. So amazingly, one of them, which one? Well, the one of them. I mean, does he have a name? No. Was the short guy, the tall guy, the fat guy, the skinny guy, the which one? One of them. Good. Just take it as it is and believe it for what it is. It is one of them. So what did this one actually say? It is this. "Surely I saw myself breasting wine." How in the world can a person breast wine? Can you breast liquid? Because I believe wine is liquid. Well, just continue with the story. "And the other said, 'Surely I saw myself carrying bread above my head. The birds ate from it.'" Do you understand anything so far? I know where the story is going to. It is to the biblical account when we go to Genesis, and we'll understand exactly what Allah is trying to say, because it seemed to me that Allah or Jibreel or Muhammad or whoever is making the poetry of the Quran, he does not know how to use the right word to tell me the story. I can say it much better than that. And I'm not a prophet to say that here it is. Take it from me, you Usama Daktar. But suddenly, they looked at Joseph and stated the following sentence. Inform us of its interpretation. Interpretation of what? Of what they have seen. Was it a vision or a dream? We do not know. They just two boys saw something and they asked Joseph to interpret that something. And the things they saw and how they told it to Joseph does not make any sense. And why they saw that Joseph can interpret these sayings? It's very simple, because they said to him, surely we see that you are the doers of good. If someone is a doer of good, will this make him automatically a great interpreter of sayings? That does not make any sense. But let us go now to the details which are mentioned in the Quran and sadly is not mentioned in the Bible. For in verses 37 to 42, we read the words of Prophet Joseph, peace be upon him. As Allah stated in verse 37, he said that is Joseph, you will not be provided with food, but I will inform you of its interpretation before it will come to you. What in the world Joseph is talking about? Oh, maybe he meant before you have breakfast, or before you have lunch, or before you have dinner, depend what time he was talking to these two boys. Soon I will give you the answer for your request. Okay, go ahead, Joseph. He said, this is a part of that which my Lord has taught me. His Lord taught him? I saw Joseph went to Egypt as a little boy. And now the Lord had taught him? Taught him what? Listen to the sermon of Prophet Joseph. Surely I have left the religion of people who do not believe in Allah and in the hereafter. They are infidels. Excuse me, what? Who is Joseph talking about? Well, he's talking about his people. Who are his people? That is the other 11 brothers which Muslim scholars do not know of. These are Benjamin, his own brother, and the sons of Leah, and the sons of Bilhah, and the sons of Zilpha, and Jacob, his father. And here Joseph is telling the two boys, whom he is about to interpret their saying, that he left all these people who were simply a bunch of infidels who do not believe in Allah nor in the hereafter. Wow. Why Prophet Joseph is lying here? Not only he's lying against the teaching of the Bible, but he's lying against even the teaching of the Quran. For Allah in the Quran declared to us that he revealed to the 12 sons of Jacob, which Muhammad called in the Quran a spot. That means all of them were actually prophets and messengers. But somehow Joseph had a rough day and he called them infidels. In verse 38, Joseph said, and I followed the religion of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And it was not for us to partner with Allah anything. This is a favor from Allah on us and on the people. But most people do not give thanks. What Muhammad was talking about here, it is just rambling words to put together to make a sentence to add another verse in the Quran. He follows the religion of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These are his fathers. And according to the Quran, they were all Muslims. Therefore, now we know Prophet Joseph, peace be upon him, was also a Muslim prophet. Continue with the long sermon of Prophet Joseph in verse 39. Oh, my two companions of the present, are disunited lords better or Allah, the one, the dominant? What a great question. Did Joseph say that just to mock the Egyptian who worship more than one God? Continue. You do not serve others than him, except names you have named them, you and your fathers. Allah has not sent down with them any authority that the judgment but to Allah. He orders to serve no one but him. This is the right religion, but most people do not know. What a long sermon, which have no part of the true biblical account, as we will see in Genesis teachings. But somehow Muhammad forgot about the time and the space the one who made everything short in the Quran, went on and on and on to tell us that great sermon of Prophet Joseph to these two boys.
The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Continue in verse 41. Joseph said, "Oh, my two companions of the prison, as for one of you, so he will give a drink of wine to his Lord. But as for the other, so he will be crucified, so the birds will eat from his head. This affair is decreed concerning in which you were consulting me." Man, so far I have no idea who are these two boys were put in prison. One of them was squeezing wine and the other carrying a bread over his head, and the bird was eating from the bread. And they saw that Joseph was one of the doers of good. That's why they believe he can interpret their saying. And somehow Joseph gives them that long sermon about the difference between his infidel family and his good belief in Islam as a prophet of Allah. And now he is telling them, "You're wrong like maybe the rest of my family by worshiping many lords, and you need just one Lord, Allah." And then he gives them the interpretation of their saying in two simple sentences. One of them, which one? You have to guess it. The one who is squeezing the wine will give a drink to his Lord. Who is his Lord? We do not know. And the other one will be crucified. Excuse me, what? Yes, will be crucified. Where? In Egypt. When? In Joseph's time. When this was? Roughly around 1800 years before Christ. Imagine with me, crucifixion was invented over 1500 years later. But somehow, because Muhammad heard about crucifixion, he actually introduced crucifixion in Joseph's days in Egypt. How? I don't know. You just have to believe the Quran. It must be true. If Allah said it, it must be true. Finally, in verse 42, "And he," that is Joseph, "said to the one whom he thought would be delivered." Excuse me, you're not sure, Joseph? I mean, you thought? Maybe yes, maybe no, but exactly you don't know. Yes, indeed, that's exactly what Allah said in the Quran. What did Joseph ask him to do? He said to him, "Remember me to your Lord." So Satan caused him to forget the remembrance of his Lord, so he abided some years in prison. And the word "some years" here, according to the grammatic in the Arabic language, and according to Muslim scholars, that is 3 to 9 years. Now let us look together at the true biblical account. What did the Bible say about that portion of our study? In Genesis chapter 40, beginning from verse 1, we read, "It came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt." Excuse me, what? The butler and the baker. What is the age of the butler and the baker according to the history of Egypt and according to the logic and the common sense of humanity. Little boys, no. Early teenagers, no. Late teenagers, no. Youth, still no. They have to be mature men. Why? Because they can easily be influenced by someone and they may poison the king and the king will be dead. Therefore, no king in Egypt ever had young men to serve him his food or his drink. Something Muhammad did not know. That's why he used the word fatayan, two boys, which is actually early teenagers according to the Arabic language. In verse 2, and Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief butler and the chief baker. These are not just simple people, but these are the leaders of the cooking and the wine service of King Pharaoh. In verse 3, so he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard in the prison, the place where Joseph was confined. Man, now I know how in the world these two men ended in prison, not according to the Quran. And the captain of the guard, in verse 4 we read, charged Joseph with them and he served them so they were in custody for a while. In verse 5, then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt who were confined in the prison had a dream, both of them, each man's dream in one night, and each man's dream with its own interpretation. Notice here we know what they saw were dreams. In the Quran, I have no clue what it was. In verse 6, and Joseph came into them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. Oh, that makes sense. Now we know that there is somehow a beginning to a conversation. Not like we read in the Quran, they just immediately looked at Joseph and they found him one of the doers of good, and immediately they figure out that he can interpret their saying. How the conversation started in the Quran? I only know what I read in the Quran, which is nonsense. In verse 7 in Genesis 40, we read, so he, that is Joseph, asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody of his Lord's house, saying, why do you look so sad today? And they said to him, we each have had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. So Joseph said to them, do you think we're going to get to the long sermon as we have read in the Quran, or a short, quick statement? Here we go. Do not interpretation belong to God? Tell them to me, please. That is only one sentence, not like we read in the Quran, a long sermon. Then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, behold, in my dream, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches. It was as though it budded, its blossoms shot forth, and its clusters brought forth ripe grapes. Then Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. Notice here that butler did not squeeze wine, but he simply squeezed grapes, which make more sense than the nonsensical teaching of the Quran. Here is the interpretation of Joseph. And Joseph said to him in verse 12, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your place, and you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner when you were his butler. But remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh and get me out of this house, for indeed, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon. Notice here, the Bible did not say that Joseph thought that the butler would be free, but he knew for sure that the butler would be set free, and that's why he asked him to remember Joseph before Pharaoh to help him to get out of the prison. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, I also was in my dream, and there were three white baskets on my head. In the uppermost basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head. In verse 18, here is the interpretation of Joseph. So Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation of it. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you. Now it came to pass on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Notice here once again that Pharaoh did not crucify the chief baker, but he simply hung him on a tree, because obviously crucifixion was not invented yet. This is just a quick reading of a small portion of the Bible to learn about the nonsensical Quran and the true biblical account for Joseph and the two prisoners who were with him. In our next broadcast, we will be examining another dream, and this time is actually the dream of Pharaoh himself, to see how Muhammad wrote that portion of the life of Joseph in the pages of the Quran, and how Moses wrote the same account in the book of Genesis. And to continue our study of commentaries of the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.